The following production is part of the We Be Geeks podcast collective.
In a world overrun with formula movies and lame Hollywood reboots, two brothers from separate mothers scour the outer edges of entertainment to separate the potential cult classics from the B-movie bombs. They watch the films so you don't have to. They are the Heroes of the Frame.
What the fuck? That sounded so weird.
I'm Derek, and with me, as always, is the Luke Cage to my Danny Rand. Chris, what's up, man?
What's up, mother trigger?
You know, I'm trying to mix things up a little, do different stuff, and sometimes it works, and sometimes it goes weird.
Well, I think it worked, but it just totally threw me off. But it didn't sound like you at all, and I was just like, what the
that was my bad Pee-wee Herman impression. Anyway. How's things? How's Trix? Is she good?
Turns out she's not just for kids. Oh! Oh, I hope not, because that makes it weird.
Fantastic.
Oh, Jesus. A barrage of sounds. I'm just kidding. Oh, I have a kind of a weird dream story time.
All right. I must tell you. Lay it on me.
It's not the dream itself is not interesting, but what I was fucking with my head, that's what's kind of, I don't know if it's interesting, but it's weird. I had a dream that I kept. That I moved to like Europe or something, or I was not I moved, but I was over there in Europe or something. Mm-hmm. I don't know where. It was just Europe-y. And I came home for some reason, but I left all my shit there. Like I like bought stuff there, and I had stuff I brought with me. But I had to. I came home like quickly for some reason. Mm. So like I got back here, and then like I kept. I was thinking about, oh, I have to go back and get my stuff. I'm like, man, that's a long flight. I don't want to go. And I was like, oh, yeah, I hate flying. Well, how the fuck did I get there? And I'm like, I don't know. But then I would wake up and I was like, and I couldn't remember if it was true or not. I would wake up and be like, did I go to Europe? Did I go to Europe and leave my shit there? But I kept going to sleep and waking up, and it would be like the next day of me dealing with it. But I kept going back into the same dream of me being back from Europe and trying to figure out how to get my shit. So it was completely fucking with my head. Like I was talking to I was staying at some kind of a hotel or something there. And I was coordinating with them, trying to get them to ship my shit back to me because I didn't want to fly back. And then I kept waking up and I'm like, is this, I have to get my shit back from Europe. The whole place. It was just fucking weird, man. I was like, I don't know. I feel like a Germany kind of place. I couldn't remember, but it was totally fucked with my head. Every time I woke up, it felt like the next day that I was dealing with it. I'm like, man, I gotta get my shit back. I'm like, wait a minute. Did I really go there? I don't know what's happening. Really bizarre.
That is very bizarre.
Not interesting, but it was completely fucking with my head. I'm like, and it keep taking place every time I woke up. It must be like four times. I kept waking up and going back to sleep, and it made sense in the dream that I went to bed, and then I woke up, and I'm like, okay, did I? Is that real? Do I have to? I don't know. It was really weird.
So what's Germany like?
It was very pleasant.
Well, that's nice.
I don't know if it was Germany. That's the thing. Like, I don't know because I started the dream wherever I was, but then I came home, but I didn't remember the trip home. And then I like went to bed, and then I woke up and I was like, wait a minute, did I just come back from a trip? I was completely fucked up. Has that ever happened to you?
No.
In some way?
As far as what, like being fucked up from a dream?
I mean, the waking up and not knowing if it was, if it really happened or not.
I don't know. Maybe.
I've had that with other stuff, but I was like, wait a minute, that never happened. That was a dream, right? Fuck.
It sucks.
It's very weird.
It's a really good dream. And you're
that
like,
makes me think the whole thing is a dream.
Oh, could be.
Yeah, maybe it was part of the Matrix, man. My shit got crossed. So whoever the fuck I got crossed with, they're having a grand time in fucking Europe somewhere.
With all of your stuff.
Oh. Yeah, motherfucker. All those pants and shorts I'll never see again.
Well, you know.
I don't know. I don't know. It was hard to explain. I don't know if I did a good job, but it was just fucking weird if anybody's ever had that. It's very bizarre to wake up and you're like, did that happen? I don't know. Because my head kept setting it up, so it made me think that it felt very plausible, other than the flying thing, because I'm not a fan of that.
So are you sure you actually woke up, or was that part of the dream as well?
I know, I could be dreaming now.
Oh.
I don't know.
That this would be a nightmare.
Yeah, it would. What the hell are we saying?
We're just talking about your dreams and nightmares and stuff. But we just breaking news here. A little bit of a keeper's condolences. I just saw that Clarence Williams III, who played Link on the Mod Squad, has passed away at the age of 81 from colon cancer.
Oh man.
So very sorry to hear that. And as always, our condolences to their family and friends.
Yeah, throw me up because you got my end, you cut off. So I was like, I couldn't hear the whole name. I was like, what? Who? I thought you said Clancy Brown for a second. I was like, oh shit.
No. Clearance.
That's weird that we have audio problems, but when you listen to the show, you don't hear any of it. And I find that very weird. There's like just the delays or something, you know?
It's the magic.
How does that work?
The magic of editing.
Yeah, but how does it? I don't understand. Because like sometimes you'll say something and my answer will be delayed to you. Mm-hmm. Like that will come through. Like it will take me a while to answer, like listening back on the show. But I'm like, it doesn't. There was no delay when it was recording. It's fucking weird.
Because I cut out the silences.
Yeah, but I'm saying like sometimes I hear like there's a delay when you're talking. So sometimes we'll say the same thing, but I didn't hear you say it or you didn't hear me say it. And it will be like, it's just fucking weird. It's like little, like a couple of second delay or something every once in a while. I don't know. This is starting off great, huh?
Yeah.
Lame fucking dreams and I can't tell if they're real or not. And then Link weird
from Mod Squad
audio problems. Yeah. And the guy from the fucking Mod Squad died.
Okay. So, well, let's move on then to our main stories for the evening. And our first story is some of these are quickies, definitely. There have been some photos released from the sets of Shazam and She-Hulk. And the Shazam set shows a new costume for Shazam, which looks pretty good. Looks a little more streamlined and looks good.
Is it less bulky?
Less bulky, yes. Mm-hmm.
It's not over-designed, though.
No.
Right?
No.
Still keep it pretty simple?
Yeah, it's still pretty simple. And they changed the lightning bolt on his chest a little bit, so it's less, so it looks a little more subdued.
You know, it's weird. When I was a kid, I always thought, you know, the little half cape thing he's got there or whatever?
Yes.
Well, they used to have.
Mm-hmm.
I always thought that would look like a shower curtain. Because it was like white, but it looked like it had like little, like a flower pattern at the bottom. I'm like, is that a fucking shower curtain?
You mean on the show or in general?
In general.
Mm. Yeah, it's weird that it was like a half cape.
Yeah, it was weird.
The other cool thing is on the set of She-Hulk, Mark Ruffalo has been seen running around in a motion capture suit. Ooh, that's good.
Oh, nice.
That means they're definitely going to have the Hulk in She-Hulk, which they should.
Yeah. I'm surprised they're going to go there on the TV budget, but or whatever, you know.
I know. That's good, though. Makes me feel good about it. Everything's coming along nicely.
Well, if I do like with Falcon and Winter Soldier there, like they kind of like action packed it the first episode or I think the first couple maybe and then save the rest of the budget till the end.
Yeah, I could see that happening. Yeah, but it looks like it it seems at least that they are going to directly link She-Hulk to the Hulk, because in the comics, we all know she got her powers because she got a blood transfusion from Bruce Banner, which gave her a bit of the Hulk power.
Yeah, plus it's like a really simple and straightforward like origin thing.
Right.
Like, if you could, like, after you explain one Hulk, I mean, how are you going to fight, you know, like,
right.
That in your brain, that makes some kind of a sense. Like, oh, okay, his blood transfusion, that kind of makes sense.
Right.
Even though it doesn't completely, but it's easy. It links it to the world already. You'd right. be stupid not to use that.
in the sense of comics, it makes sense.
Yeah. Like you're like, okay, I can fly with that.
Yeah. And it's a nice way to you know, link them together.
Cool. I'm excited about that.
Yeah, me that too. Happens. Me too. I can't wait to see it. Still no word on a release date yet. They're working on it, so that's good.
I'm really curious how they're going to make it look. Like,
I know. Me too.
Because that could, I don't know, there's, because she has a pretty distinct look, like even
yeah. throughout
the, I mean, she kind of looked basically the same, you know? Mm. But that girl that, was it Tatiana Maslany or something like that? I don't know. Is that her name?
I think that is correct, yes.
Like, she doesn't look like the version of She-Hulk that I know, you know?
Right, yeah.
So, that could, like, I don't know. Like, she has, they have to find, like, a weird balance between how she looks in the Hulk, because she can't fully Hulk out, because that will just, you know, look like the Hulk in drag or something. Like, you can't do that. So, I have to keep, like, her physicality, but just kind of, like, you know, like what they did with the Hobbit movies there or something. I don't know. No, like they like make her bigger and like more muscular, but
right.
not too, you know, like weird balance. I don't know. I'm right, curious yeah. to see how that works.
Right. Yeah, I know exactly what you mean. Yeah. Because she's not. Because
that
not,
could be like, really bad.
Yeah. Yeah. Maybe they'll just go the old Lou Ferrigno route and paint her green.
Give her a big Cro-Magnon fucking. Eyebrow.
I wonder too, because a lot of there have been versions of her where she's more savage like the Hulk, but a lot of the versions she still has like her full intelligence and such.
Yeah, like that's the more that I'm more of that's how I remember her right. being, you know, pretty much the same person. She just, you know,
yeah,
is green and could kick you. Your ass.
So I'm hoping they go that route with her. Keep her
smart. Yeah, yeah. I don't want her to be savage.
Yeah.
And stuff. I don't want that.
Yeah. We already have that with the Hulk. Had it with the Hulk.
That must be really hard. And I was just thinking about it because I'm like, the Hulk, you know, you're pretty much whoever the hell's playing Hulk, you're like, okay, we're going to turn him into the big green fucking Hulk that everybody knows. So it doesn't really matter too much. Like they tried to put his face in it, you know, Mark Ruffalo, like,
right,
his face is kind of the Hulk's face,
mm-hmm.
but that's not even completely necessary. Like, they could have just, you know,
right.
But her, I mean, she still looks like her, but just the Hulk version. So that's gonna be really weird to see pulled off in live action.
Yeah, that is.
Yeah.
Yeah, it'll be interesting. All right, let's move on, shall we?
Yep.
All right, next up, I don't know if you're aware, but there's another God of War game coming.
I am aware.
Well.
That was weird.
I don't know if you're also aware, but unfortunately, the game has been delayed. It was supposed to be coming out sometime this year.
Yeah, it's not really shocking.
Yeah, but now it is coming out sometime in 2022.
Yeah. Everybody was pretty. They said it was going to. I was hoping that it was still going to come out this year, but everybody was saying it was going to get postponed probably. And I was like, no, it's not. It's going to come out. I'm like, oh, shit.
Nope.
It's not.
Yeah.
What the hell was that?
That was the Emperor saying, young fool.
Yeah.
Oh. I couldn't tell that. I was like,
what? That was Papa Palpy.
Yeah. Papa Palpy.
I still got to play.
Oh, go ahead.
I still got to play that God of War at some point. It was good, right?
It's really good.
Really good.
Yeah, it's really good. It's very different from the other ones, but it's good. Do you know the other thing going on with that? The controversy? Have you heard?
No.
Is that part of the story?
No.
Oh.
Do tell.
Well, they said that they're going to release it on PS4, too, and everybody's lot of people are pissed off about that.
Oh, right. Yeah. Yeah, I have that here. I was going to say that. It's coming out.
Oh, you have that. Oh, okay.
I was going to not the current controversy. I was just going to say it's coming out on PS4 as well.
Oh, but yeah, like a bunch of people are pissed off about that.
Who fucking who?
Which, as a PS5 owner, I kind of got on some level, but I'm like,
yeah, I don't get care. It,
I mean, well, that's what I find weird, because every launch of every console, the first year or so has been pretty much a throwaway. Like, right. No console has ever been good in the first year or so.
Yeah.
I mean, not like they've been terrible, but I mean, like, they've not been utilized to their fullest extent by the first year or so.
Right.
And people are like, well, you know, what's the point of buying a PS5 if all the games are on PS4, which I get that, but at the same time, like, I kind of feel that. I'm like, you know, I don't really see much of a – I mean, considering that you can't buy one easily – I don't think it's, you know, it's good, because I'm like, you know, the people that can't find one.
Right.
Because fucking scalpers and shit snatching up as soon as they go on sale. They're like sold out in like 2 minutes.
Mm.
But I mean, I'm glad that people can still play the games. I mean,
I can't believe that's still happening.
Yeah. And another thing, too, is that, well, people are saying that, you know, they're using the Corona thing as an excuse, but I'm like, well, if you look at it, I mean, there's problems making, there's a certain chip that there's a shortage of.
Right.
That there wasn't ordered enough of. So they're saying that it could go into 2022.
Wow.
With a shortage of the PS5s and other consoles too.
Wow.
So if they're releasing a big tentpole game like God of War or Horizon or whatever, I'm like, they want it to sell as good as they can. Right. So, and the install base on PS4 is like 110 million people or something.
Right.
But, you know, have a PS4. And then, you know, that's going up too. So I'm like, well, of course they're going to release it if they can, you know?
Yeah. It would only make sense.
And plus, all the scalpers and shit that are buying PS5s, they're being sold. They're off the market. So that's good. But those people aren't buying the games and then not playing them. So. So if they put out a game for a PS5 only, and then they're like, well, they only sold like 2 or 3 million or whatever the hell, the people that actually own the PS5 that are actually playing it.
What if...
I don't know. Make sense business-wise.
What a fucking mess this whole thing has become, huh?
Yeah. I mean, they probably should have postponed it and been like, okay, maybe we should wait a year before we...
Yeah, really?
...do it. Because they pretty much right in the heart of the fucking pandemic, they were like, new consoles for everybody.
except you.
Yeah, but it's like, I mean, people are home more, so that's good. But, you know, people losing their jobs and shit or whatever. It was not the best time.
Yeah, definitely not.
So, I mean, I'm glad I do have one because, I mean, I do like it, but you know, I'm not playing that many PS5 games because it's. But every system has been like that. I don't remember any system that had a good like launch, you know, launch games. Or yeah. They might have had a couple, but then you wait forever for something else to play on it, or what? You know,
I've never.
I feel like that's normal.
I've never gotten a new system right at launch because of that.
Yeah, and like Ratchet and Clank is coming out next week, and that's a PS5 exclusive. Mm. And the way that it has a thing where you go through like different rifts. So it like completely changes the world or like the section of the world that you're in. Oh. So that like that can only happen with the solid state drive of the PS5. Like you couldn't play that on the PS4, supposedly.
Ah, okay. Interesting.
So, I mean, that's like an official PS5 game. And I mean, you know, that's cool. I mean, I wish there were more, but.
Right.
But that's just how it goes. I don't feel like it's any different, really, as far as that. Considering they did it in the middle of the pandemic, I don't feel like it's really that different.
Yeah.
And I'm glad people get to play it, because if I didn't have it, if I was one of the people that weren't able to, I just luckily got one somehow. I don't even fucking know how. But if I didn't, I would be pissed lost. I'm like, I can't buy one, and all these games are coming out, and I can't play them. So I'm like, I'm glad people still get to play it.
Yeah. So it's overall, it's a good thing, I think.
Yeah, and all I think is like maybe maybe you know it wouldn't be made. It was held back because it has to be on PS4, so it won't be as good as it could be. But I'm like, God of War on PS4 was fucking great. So I imagine it's going to be as good and probably somewhat better than that. So I think we'll all be okay. Nice. And they showed a gameplay of the Horizon game, the new one, and that shit looks amazing. So I'm like, I don't care what the fuck system, you know, it's beautiful and it looks fucking cool as shit. So as long as it's a good game, I'm like, I don't give a fuck.
Yeah, although I heard there were some people whining about about the way they changed the character or some shit. I don't know, some stupid shit.
Well, I don't know if they really changed it. I mean, they're saying that they're making all the women characters like plain or ugly or something. I'm like, I don't know. She just looks like, you know, I mean, she's in the middle. It's like a post-apocalyptic world where you're scavenging shit and you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I'm more shocked that they all have their fucking teeth still. That's what I'm like. If we wanted to get real, real.
Yeah, really.
They all have like one tooth fucking chilling in there, and it'd be dirty, and it would smell like they were storing assholes for the winter in there, and their fucking mouth. It was like, it would be a lot worse if they want, you know.
Indeed.
I mean, she can't be a fucking supermodel in the post-apocalyptic world running around.
Yeah, no shit. Fucking
shooting robot tigers and shit or whatever the fuck is going on. It's just weird. People just fucking bitch about weird shit.
Yeah, I know. It's ridiculous sometimes. All right, yeah. On that note, let's move on. So, we got this this new Matrix movie coming out in December. December 22nd is the release date. And it has just been revealed that they have cast actress Christina Ricci in the movie, although they have not specified what role she will be playing. I haven't seen her in anything. I know she's doing stuff, but I haven't seen anything in quite some time.
Yeah, I haven't seen her in a long time either. That's kind of cool. I feel like for some reason that seems like a good fit to me.
Yeah, in that world. Yeah, it kind of does. I agree. I'm very curious what the story is going to be.
Yeah, because if they're bothering to do another one, I'm sure they're planning on at least a trilogy or something of it, you know?
Quite possibly.
So, where it left off, they were like some kind of a truce with the robot people, right? The machines.
Right, yes, if I remember.
And, like, correctly. I think people that wanted to get out of it could get out of it, but if they wanted to stay in there, they could too.
Right.
I think. So it was kind of an unstable reliance that they kind of made, I remember correctly.
Yeah. Yeah, I wonder what they're going to do with that.
I also wonder if they're going to do all the, like, Matrix-y shit that people parodied for, you know, forever.
Yeah, right.
Like, it'll be weird. Because it would make sense to do it in there, but it's like, it's so like,
like old
passe now. Yeah. That you're like, oh, fuck.
Oh, this old trick again, huh, Neo?
Yeah, like jumping in the air and doing a 360 camera spin around. And yeah, launching,
right.
Or bullet dodging.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, it sounds like they're going to have their work cut out for them in this one.
Yeah, hopefully they thought of some new techniques that they can be like, oh, shit, that's cool. We didn't think of that.
Look what we can do.
Look what I can do. Is the same thing about, is it still coming out on HBO Max, right?
Yes. Mm-hmm. December 22nd, cool. It comes out in theaters and HBO Max.
Nice.
Yes. Excellent. So
it's weird. I'm kind of excited for that. I mean,
I kind of am too, but like...
But really, it was like only one good movie.
Right.
The second one had some cool shit in it or interesting ideas too, but
yeah.
I felt like it was just too much. Like,
but it also had the fucking, that rave and shit.
Yeah. Yeah, for me, like if I got unplugged and I came in and I saw we got to Zion there and everybody's having a fucking rave, I'd be like, can I plug back
yeah,
into the thing now?
Shit, right? Oh, hell I'm good. No.
Oh, hell. Where's the other pill, motherfucker? God damn.
Put me back in, man. Put me back in. Yeah, so, yeah, I'm very...
Yeah, for some reason that really bothered me.
I know, me too, for some reason. I don't know, it just was like, really? Do we need this? Come on. Come on.
It just felt like, hey, shit's real serious out there. I know that we gotta have some downtime and you know, have some fun, but really?
Yeah.
This is what we're doing?
Really? Seriously? Come on.
It's like, if I'm gonna be free, it'd be in the... I don't want to be surrounded by fucking assholes that I'm trying to avoid in my fake world. I don't want to be in the fucking real world. And I'm like, oh, fuck, that's all that's left of the fucking assholes.
Fuck you. All right. On that note, let's move on. So, previously on Keepers of the Fringe, I had done a recommendation on the Jupiter's Legacy show. And basically I said, it was all right. Not really great, but whatever. I watched it all the way through and...
Did it get better?
Not really. It's still okay. But it doesn't matter anymore because it has already been canceled by Netflix. So.
Well, that's probably not a good sign for the Millerverse there.
Well, actually, is the funny thing. So they kind of, they didn't, it's technically not officially canceled. But they released all the actors from their contracts and basically said they're not going to renew it. So it is basically canceled. And they left it on a big cliffhanger, too, which is fucking great. Yeah. But apparently, and here's the weird part, they are deciding to go forward with the a show based on one of his other comics, Super Crooks, which... takes place in the same universe as Jupiter's Legacy, but focuses on supervillains. So, I mean, I don't know. It's like,
that's
weird.
That's weird.
It is. It's very weird. And honestly,
especially because, I mean,
go ahead.
No, you go ahead. I've
been talking. Honestly, I don't even know if I really care at this point.
Yeah, well, it seems like the villains, like, if you don't care about the heroes, why the, you know?
Right.
I mean, the villains might be more interesting, but if the world that is established is not really clicking with people, I don't know, diving deeper into it, and then from a different point of view, is really going to help matters that much.
Right. Maybe they should move on to one of Miller's other properties.
Yeah, that's what I would think. Because he's got some good stuff, so.
Yeah, he really does. And I've never read the comic Jupiter's Legacy, so I don't even know. I can't even compare the show to it. So I just know it just wasn't grabbing me, you know?
Yeah.
Like, I feel like I was kind of forcing myself to watch it, which I shouldn't have.
Yeah, I hate that.
I shouldn't have bothered. I should have just said, fuck it.
See, look how much pull we have. See, you said, that's not for me so much. And then
yes, exactly. And so they shit canned it. I'm sorry to anyone who might have enjoyed the series, but, you know, there's better things out there.
It's like a fucking Hydra. They cut off one head, and it's going to be like, you know, two more to take its place. Shit shows. Fucking
exactly.
The Entertainment Hydra.
Yep. I actually like that's a cool idea. All right, well, I can't even say I'm sorry to see it go. But there you go. Maybe if you enjoyed the show, maybe you'll enjoy Super Crooks, which baffles me, but whatever. Let's move on. So, there is a show coming based on another excellent comic book, and that is Why the Last Man. And I'm very much looking forward to seeing this one. And we finally got a premiere date for it.
Sweet.
Yay. So the show is coming to FX and Hulu. And it lists here, it says it's premiering on Hulu on September 13th, 2021. So I imagine it'll be around somewhere around there. It'll also come out on FX.
Well, that's cool. That's this year.
Yeah. Just a couple months away.
Yeah, I feel like we've been talking about that shit for years.
Oh, yeah. They've been working on it for a long time.
I really love the book. I don't remember a hell of a lot. I mean, other than the broad strokes of it. But
right, yeah. Yeah, it was a really cool story, a really cool idea.
Yeah, and the characters were really good, too.
Yes. Yes, they were great. Why the Last Man created and written.
That's cool. I feel like that could be a big...
Brian K. Vaughan. You felt like it could be what?
That could be like a big deal if they do it right, you know?
Right, yes.
I can see that turning into a big show if it gets the right exposure. And
a really, really big show.
Really big.
I agree. And it deserves to. It deserves to be really big because it's a really good story. Really cool.
Yeah. I don't know if people are burned out in like a post-apocalyptic kind of world thing, but I mean, hopefully not. Hopefully Walking Dead didn't kill that for any future.
Well, I mean, this one's a little different.
Stories. Yeah, but I mean, that setting, you know.
Right, yeah. Yeah, I hope that it doesn't, that doesn't happen where people are like, oh, another post-apocalyptic show, I'll pass. It should be really good.
Yeah, that's really good. Well, hopefully it will be really good.
Yeah.
Especially, it seems like they've taken their time to do it, so that's good.
Yeah, exactly. I'm
nice.
I'm rather excited for this one.
Yeah, and I don't know if I can fucking watch. I don't have Hulu, so fucking motherfuckers. So you'll have to let me know how it is.
Well, yeah, you should be able to watch it on FX, allegedly.
Yeah, I think I have that for sure.
Yeah, that's like a basic cable channel.
Yeah. So I want to get rid of that shit. I don't know. I want to get rid of the fucking cable. Fuck that shit. I don't even watch anything on it ever. Except for chiming on the news every once in a while when I come home from work. In Practical Jokers, that's
I know, right? But even then, Practical Jokers is on HBO Max.
Oh, yeah.
So we'll be talking about that when it comes out. In the meantime, let's move on. To our final story of the evening. Wow, this was a quick one. So a gentleman named Sanford Panich, who is the motion picture group president of Sony Pictures, was doing an interview with Variety. And he said that there is a plan to link their Spider-Man cinematic universe with Marvel.
Oh, yeah? Mm. So, not the other way around? I mean, they want to actually link Marvel to it, just not Spider-Man? They want the whole...
Allegedly, yes. He said there actually is a plan with regard to dovetailing Disney's version of Spider-Man into Sony's series of upcoming Spider-Villain movies, such as Kraven, Venom, blah, blah, and Morbius. Then he said, I think now maybe it's getting a little more clear for people where we're headed, and I think when No Way Home comes out, even more will be revealed. And then, here's a good one. It says, he is confident that even without the presence of Tom Holland, Sony's upcoming Spider-adjacent movies will stand strong enough on their own that audiences won't even miss Spider-Man.
Yeah.
But then he said, it'll be exciting if they do meet, right? Yeah, that's what should fucking happen.
Yeah. I don't like it.
No, sir, I don't like it.
No, sir, I don't like it. I feel like...
It's It's concerning. It's very concerning. I'm worried.
I feel like it's slumming for Marvel to be.
Yeah, I agree. Because it's been so great having Spidey in the MCU. And, I mean, so far they've only done the Venom movie for Sony, but that wasn't great.
No. I'm guessing the next one might be better, but probably still not great. And Morbius, I don't have much hope for, but it could be good. But
I really, yeah. And
in the Kick-Ass Kraven movie, I have hype. No.
Yeah.
No! I don't like any of that, Derek!
Oh.
I wish Sony would just sell it back and just fucking, I know. Okay.
I know, right? Come on.
They totally would have, probably, if Venom was the flop that it deserved to be. But yeah, no, it made exactly. A lot of money. They're like, hey, there's something here. We could...
Yeah.
Like, no, it's not a good movie. Everybody Venom, that likes it, stop it.
If Venom flopped, yeah, we would definitely... I believe we would definitely have Spider-Man back, permanently back with Marvel.
Yeah, or they did Into the Spider-Verse too, so that was a big hit. So I mean, that was
yeah, a movie. Yeah, but that's okay. that's a whole different thing, whole different.
Yeah, but that did well, so they wouldn't give up.
Right.
It sucks. Sony knows that they have them over a fucking barrel there, and there's nothing they can do other than try to play ball with them. You know,
right?
Because Spider-Man, that's a big one. That's a big Marvel one.
Yep. Huge.
Really just say, oh, fuck it, we're not having Spider-Man in our universe.
Yeah. Especially, really annoying. Like, now that we've had Spider-Man, if don't take him away.
Yeah. Well, that's what it sounded like to me. They're like, well, Spider-Man's going to be brought over, but that's probably the only connection to the Marvel universe they'll probably really have.
Right.
And then as soon as it goes over to there, Tom Holland's probably going to be done, so they're going to get another guy to do it, and then just continue on their Sony... plan with, hey, this Spider-Man was in the Marvel universe, but there was really no connection. There probably won't be any crossover, really. I'm sure
and that's exactly what I'm afraid of.
Yeah,
they're gonna ruin it.
Or maybe if they do something in the future, like a Marvel event, kind of a big, you know, like an Avengers movie, maybe the Spider-Man can pop into that shit or something. But
right,
it looks like they plan on keeping them, keeping their claws in them for as long as they can.
Mm-hmm.
Fuckers!
Motherfuckers!
Well, in a business sense, I mean, on a business angle, it makes a lot of sense, but
sure.
I don't like it.
I don't like it either.
I wouldn't give that shit up. I wouldn't give it up either. I'd be like, fuck, no.
Horrible. Horrible. I'm genuinely scared about Spidey's future.
Yeah. I mean, they did do the Sam Raimi movies, which are overall good, but I don't know. I just want him to be home with the rest of the universe.
Yes, and not worry about it.
Yeah, I mean, he's too big of a character to just... It's just... I don't like it. It's very frustrating.
It is. It really is. All right. I guess on that note, we should probably move on. But
maybe if Venom tanks and Mobius tanks.
Ooh, maybe.
I was going to say maybe there'll be more of a leverage to do some negotiations there.
Unfortunately.
So nobody goes see Venom or Mobius in the Kick-Ass Kraven movie.
Kick-Ass Kraven. Unfortunately, I don't see the Venom movie tanking. But.
Yeah.
But the Morbius and Kraven movies, that I could see those not doing well.
I see. Yeah, me too.
Possibly. It is possible. Well, let's move on before we really depress ourselves. God is ready. And that was it for our stories this evening. So now it's time to move on to our next segment, which is Keeper's Recommendations. And I really ain't got shit to recommend this week. So I guess it's up to you, my brother. You
son of a bitch. Okay. I'll try to go quickly here. First, I finished the Knights and Bikes game.
Oh, which nice.
There was a little twist there in the story, which I was like, oh, that's nice. But overall, it was a good game. I mean, it's, you know, it was okay. It's not very long. But I still recommend it. It was a, it was a fun little play there. Nice. I started playing the Scott Pilgrim game there, which was nice to finally get to play it. But it's like a pretty straightforward like beat 'em up with a couple little twists here and there. But I definitely feel like it would be way more fun to play like a 2-player or whatever else, as all those games kind of are, you know. But like the movement speed is so slow that it just irritates the shit out of me that I'm like just the normal walk speed is so slow, and there's like people throwing shit at you, and you're like, you can't. They give you like more moves that you can like counteract and stuff, like attacks and but like I'm not used to that, like in beat 'em ups, you know, it's usually pretty straightforward. So I'm still acclimatizing to the control, but it was fun. I think I just the level of mythology that this game has had over the years that I built it up too much, you know. It's just like a straightforward side scrolling beat 'em up basically. But it's still nice to try it out and play it. But so I played a little bit of that and moved on to Biomutant. Which is on the PS4. I'm playing it on the PS5, but I don't know if there's any real difference. Maybe loading times are better, but and I've heard a lot of negative about this game.
Really?
I guess like only like 25 people made it, I guess. Like a team of like 25 people. And it's like a big open world, you know, like exploration game. It's got some jank going on, like some of the combat's a little janky there, and some things overall are kind of like, but I think it's pretty impressive overall. I mean, it's not really doing anything too new. I mean, you know, it's an open world, like it was post-apocalyptic game as well. I'm not sure, because they have like cars and shit, but I don't know if it was humans or was this whatever the world was with them. I don't, were they like little animal creatures? Like the guy I have kind of looks like Rocket Raccoon a little bit, sort of. But it's a lot of customization options. Like you can like make your own weapons and stuff, and like you get pieces for all this stuff, and you can like create your own things. And there's a lot of stuff like in the clothing. There's like a lot of options to like mess around with your equipment and weapons, and that's kind of cool.
I'm watching some gameplay video of it now. It's interesting.
Yeah, I mean, I've probably been playing, I think, like 13 hours or so. And overall, like, I'm excited when I, you know, to get into it and, like, just explore and stuff. Like, I mean, you know, the open world thing, it eventually wears off, especially, like, the last big game I played was Assassin's Creed Valhalla there, which that totally burned me out. It wasn't, I liked it, but it was so much. And I just wanted it to stop, but I was like, oh, I have to keep doing all the things. So I'm a little burned out on that shit, but I heard this one's not that long, but people said they were doing like 15 hours or something. I'm like, I guess if you just went directly to the story, you could maybe do that, but I'm like 13 hours and I'm like, I'm not even remotely close to done, so I don't know how the fuck they did that.
It's a pretty good looking game.
Yeah. Yeah, overall, it is, like, really nice. Like, it's really pretty. Like, just looking at it, you're like, oh. It has, like, a weird vibe. Like, it reminds me of, like, I just was in an area that reminded me a lot of Last of Us 2. But it doesn't play anything like Last of Us, but, like, the same kind of world setting and stuff. And it's kind of like you're always scavenging, sort of like one of those games or, like, Fallout or even Days Gone or anything like that. It kind of has a lot of elements of those kind of games, but it doesn't – it feels like a unique – its own thing, you know, which I feel like is pretty hard to do, especially nowadays, because there's so many, you know, open world games and stuff. Like you're kind of doing a lot of the same shit, but I don't know, it feels different in a lot of ways to me. It has some kind of a freshness feeling to it, even though it probably not really is that, but I don't know. I'm kind of digging it so far. I've heard a lot of negative. I almost didn't buy it. I was going to wait till it got like really cheap, but I'm like, I felt like I wanted to support the game because, you know, it's a new IP and a small team, and I know they really cared about it and really put a lot of work into it. So I'm like, I'll give them my money to support that.
Very cool.
And I so far, I'm glad I did. It's not perfect, but I think it's pretty good. I feel like I could get burned out, though, by before I finish it, which I'm a little concerned about that. But right now, I'm digging it.
That's cool.
So.
Excellent. That's good to hear. We'll see. We'll see if you're still feeling the same way next week.
Yeah, they fucking hate it.
It took a turn. It was horrible. I can't stand it.
No, I think like right now, like by now, I've seen most of the tricks that the game's going to have. So
right
now it's just how long is it going to take before I'm like, I don't want to do this again. But that happens in all those games, those open world games. Is, you know,
yeah, right.
It's very, very repetitive. Mm. But I'm excited because after I bought the Mass Effect Legendary Edition there.
Oh, yes, right.
So I want to jump into that, motherfucker. Because I guess the most changes they've done is to the first game, and I'm like, I really want to dive in and check it. I mean, I haven't played it since it came out, really, I think. I think I replayed it at some point, but...
I don't think I ever have, either.
It's been a long-ass time.
I'm very interested to hear your thoughts on it.
Yes, I've heard good, so... It's... I heard most of the changes have been for the good. And it has all the DLC and everything, so...
Oh, yeah, right.
It'll be nice to play the story because, you know, every time when we were playing it, it would be a couple of years or so between them.
Yes.
So I wouldn't remember all the, you know, like I remember right. like kind of the things that I did, but all the choices I made, I'm like, hey, I don't want to know. And I think something happened where I couldn't transfer my Mass Effect 1 gameplay to, so I had to make the choices at the beginning of 2 just to be like,
right.
Oh, shit. I'm like, oh, yeah, I did that, I think.
Sure, that sounds right.
So it'll be nice to have a real, yeah, like something happened. Well, I know I had to get a new Xbox at one point, so I think it was on my old hard drive or something. I was like, oh, fuck. So it'll be nice to actually, all my choices carry through all 3 games instead of just 2 there.
That's good. That'd be cool. All right.
All right, that's all.
That's all you got?
Yep.
All right, then. It is time to move on. To our final segment, which means it is now time for...
You cut out? I thought you stopped talking.
I did.
All right. No, but like right when you said four, it like cut out for a second.
Oh.
Second, I started going, and then when I started going, you came back in and finished 4, and I was like, oh, shit. See, that's what I mean. That's like a weird little glitch that's not going to pick up, but that's what I heard. Weird. Okay, right, anyway, here it comes. You ready?
Yeah.
I'm gonna do it. Here it goes. Give us the free movie review of the week! I was trying not to cough at the end.
That's right, kids. It's time for our movie review of the week. And this week we watched a movie called Vicious Lips. And this movie came out in 1986. It was written and directed by Albert Pyun. Pyun, P-Y-U-N. It stars Drew Ann Perry. Oh, shit. Gina Calabrese, Linda Carriage, Shane Ferris, and Anthony Kentz, among others. And the basic plot summary is, sometime in the distant future, a fledgling band gets an opportunity for a breakthrough. If they can make it in time to a faraway planet to perform in a very popular club. Well, I guess that kind of basically.
Well, yeah, I mean, that was the premise, but then the rest of the movie happened.
Yeah, pretty much. So, do you have any good, bad nitpickies, etc.?
No, I didn't. Take any notes, really.
Yeah, I kind of
do. I mean, I have some points.
Yeah, I have some points, but I didn't really take notes either. So, basically, the movie's about this small-time band that's trying to make it big. And it starts out with their singer quitting and then getting killed, which is weird.
See, so, I can believe that she killed herself in a car crash.
Yeah.
She was trying to get out of the band, and he's like, no, we need you, baby, and all this stuff. And then she like got pissed off, and then you heard a car crash. I think she like meant to do that, I think.
Maybe. So then the manager there goes and finds another singer who was a teenage girl, I think, who was performing in a talent show, and
yeah, she looked like a, you know, like a small town girl trying to make it big, kind of, you know, she was right. Looked very innocent, and
right,
which her name was Judy Jetson in the movie.
Yeah, yes. So then he brings her into the band and as the new singer. Meanwhile, out in space at this club, shit, what the fuck was the name of the club?
Was it the Dream or something?
Yeah, it was a Radioactive Dream. They had one of their bands couldn't make it to the show because they got killed. So the club owner or promoter or whatever called, oh shit, what was his name? Marty, right? Was
it? Oh, the
manager?
The guy there?
Yeah.
Maddie,
that's what it was. Maddie Asher, yes.
Yeah.
So she called him and said, hey, I got an opening if you want to bring your band on. So then they bring the band on. I mean, they go to, basically they go and they steal a spaceship to get to this club. And hijinks ensue after that.
Yeah, because the manager was like, oh, this is a big break for you, you know.
Right.
So they're like, hey, we got an opening at this big club. This could be our big break. And like, we have to leave now because we have to fly halfway across the galaxy to get there. And they think that he's taking care of everything, but he actually just steals a ship and they all take off and go in there.
Right. And then while flying, he was flying the ship and then he wasn't paying attention. And they got hit by an asteroid and they crash landed on this desert planet. Oh,
yeah.
And by the way, the ship
and that they where,
stole was holding a prisoner in the back cargo hold, apparently.
Yeah. They were like, had some kind of a weird alien guy with like crazy fucking teeth.
Yeah.
He worked with the owner of that Radioactive Dream place. There was one of those, that species or whatever. Right here it says the Venusian Beast. So I guess he's from like Venus or supposedly.
Okay.
But yeah, they had like, I guess a prisoner like locked in the ship and he got loose when they crashed or whatever. But this is where the movie like detours in the story and as a movie, I feel.
Yeah, I agree.
Like you set up a premise, you're like, okay. And then they like just totally drop the story and like,
yeah,
like I guess it makes sense in a way, but it's like the story stopped happening as soon as they crash landed, basically.
Yeah.
It was just them being catty and talking to each other for like the majority of the movie in the ship.
Yeah.
Like, because of the new girl, of course, there was one of the band members that were like, she hasn't earned her place. And,
right,
you know, they're kind of like standoffish with her because she's like, you don't really belong here. You mm-hmm. just, which I don't know how she learned all those songs in less than a day.
I know, right?
But whatever. Yeah, it was like they played the first show. They're like, oh, the show was the songs. And like, you got a couple hours or whatever. It reminds me, it's nothing like this movie, but it's the same kind of a deal with like Jason Takes Manhattan, you know, Friday the 13th, part 8.
Right, yeah.
Is that you're like, oh, Jason's going to go to fucking New York and he's going to be fucking people up in New York. But the actual movie all took place on a fucking boat. Until the last 10 minutes when he got to New York, and then he fucking was in New York for 10 minutes, and you're like, oh.
Right.
The same kind of a disappointment. You're like, oh, okay, they're going to go off and do the...
You didn't take Manhattan.
A setup that never paid off.
Visited it.
Yeah. It's a setup that never pays off. You're like, okay, they're going to go off and play this place and see what happens with there, you know?
Right.
But it's like they just... It's like I at first I was on board. Like it was, you know, that's the one thing. There was so much acting at the beginning. I was like, it was insane.
Yeah.
And it was like they were like wrestlers. Like they were so animated and so over the top.
I know,
it was
right? Like,
holy shit.
I know it was wow.
But see, I was kind of digging it, and then I got a phone call, and I had to stop it. I was like 20 minutes in. I was like, okay. So I got a phone call. That was turned into an hour long call, and we were talking about Trump and shit came up, and I was getting, you know, that usually irritates me. So by the time I got off the phone, yeah, I was like, oh, fuck. So by the time I got off the phone, I was kind of not in the same zone I was when I started the movie. Mm-hmm. So I don't know if that made it more painful for me or not, but I wasn't feeling it by the next time when I started up again. I was like, oh, fuck.
Yeah.
But nothing happened. Like, that's why I didn't take any notes, because there was nothing to take notes about.
Absolutely nothing. Which I don't.
Yeah.
Like, the movie was like 83 minutes long. And I'm like, how in the fuck? There's nothing. How is there a movie that takes this long? Granted, that's not long, but it felt long. And there's nothing fucking happening. Not a fucking thing.
Yeah, like there was an interesting, well, somewhat interesting premise, you know?
Yeah, sure.
It felt like, you know, like if you were into Gem and holograms and shit like that, like this, you would probably like it.
Right.
But then, like, it just, like, in the same way that they get stranded in their story, that's the movie did the same thing. It was like, an idea of what we're doing. And then, like, no, we got lost on the way. And then we did nothing. They just sat in the ship going, like, what are we going to do? We have to get there or whatever. Having some catty bullshit. Then that thing gets loose and the prisoner gets loose and he's stalking the ship and, like, trying to get at them. And they don't know about it. So, you know, gradually they find out about him and then they all freak out. And
right.
And then they sent the band manager out to find help.
Right.
And he's just walking in the desert. And I don't know if he really stumbled on, but he found some, like, topless women that were,
of course,
that, like, came to help him because he, like, passed out. I don't know if it was, like, a mirage or I don't know what the fuck was going on there.
Yeah, I still have no clue what that was.
Yeah, and then there were, like, some kind of weird, like, mutant people that lived there on the planet.
Where the fuck did they come from?
Yeah, at some point they, like, tried to, like, they said, screw it, he's gone, let's leave. And they tried to, like, take off in the ship and then it crashed again.
Right.
Like they started moving and then it crashed. And they crashed, like, in the mutants, like, home base or whatever.
Right.
So then there was a whole part where the mutants are chasing them around, get them and stuff.
And then it went into, like, a Scooby-Doo cartoon for a bit. Just chasing each other around.
Well, yeah, there was something that weird happened at the beginning. Because, like, when she first did her audition in that talent show or whatever.
Right.
She started singing and they were like, yeah, that's a nice kid. And then they, like, kicked her off. And then the band manager was like, oh, we got to find a new singer. And he was like, oh, she'll do. And he starts talking to her and like, oh, you know, we need a new singer. And he said something about the dream. And she kept saying the dream, like repeating that to herself. And she started getting, like, weird. And then she, like, passed out.
Right.
But they never did anything with that. So you're like, well, okay. So then it would just cut to, like, she was up and in the dream. I thought maybe she just, you know, got over. I don't know, well, stimulated as I'm thinking, but not, you know, whatever. Right. Overwhelmed.
Yep.
And I was like, that's weird. They didn't really address that. But I'm like, you know, it's a cheap, cheesy movie. So I'm like, you know, it's not really out of step to do that in one of those movies. You know, like, yeah, you know, we just show you something, but we don't really follow up on it. I'm kind of used to that.
Sure, yeah. We've seen that in a number of times.
But that's the thing too. At the end, you're like, she passed out. I guess from that point, from on, they, like, just scooped her up and brought her to the show, because when she after when she's running from the mutants and stuff, she gets captured and stuff.
Right.
And she's, like, freaking out, and then she wakes up. She's in, like, an elevator going to the show at that club.
Yeah.
So it's like the whole movie was a dream. I was like,
yeah. What? Yeah, at that point, I was like, what? Are you fucking kidding me?
Yeah, so the whole bullshit that we just sat through didn't happen. So if you watch the first 20 minutes and the last 5 to 10 minutes, that's the whole story. Yeah. Like, hey, we got a gig at this thing, let's go. And then take off, and then cut to the last 5 minutes, and you're like, okay, that's the whole story.
Yep, basically.
Everything in between that didn't happen, and it was just bullshit.
And then she can wake up and say, oh, I was dreaming. I had a dream. And then there you go.
Which was fucking irritating.
Yes, very.
Like, what? None of that shit mattered? What the fuck? It's a weird take. I'm guessing it must be budget constraints or something, that which they're like, well, we have all this stuff we want to do, and, well, we can't afford that, so. I feel like that probably wasn't the goal when they originally were making the movie, but they were like, we can't do all the shit we want, so.
Right.
Well, let's just do this.
Yeah. Well, they could have done something a little that made a little more sense.
Yeah. But I mean, the whole, they spent the whole time just on that one set, basically inside the ship.
Right.
Almost an hour of the movie. Just so it's like
arguing with each other and, or, you know, fucking at one point, one of the girls was like, I guess she was high or something. And she was all upset or whatever that they didn't make, they haven't made it or I don't know, whatever. It's like there was an attempt to have something, but
yeah, like there was a little attempt at some kind of character development, but it never really went anywhere. Or I couldn't remember who the fuck was who. I'm like, fuck if I know. Yep. One thing that I kind of give them credit for is that I hate when I see in movies where people are playing instruments and they're not really playing.
Oh, yeah.
It just irritates the shit out of me.
Right. I was thinking of that.
Yeah, I mean, like, I know that, you know, if they're an actor and they don't know how to play, I mean, they got to kind of fudge around there, which I get, but
right.
At least make an attempt. Like, if I could tell that you really have never touched an instrument before and you're like, think, don't think, you know, like, just right, do a weird shit with your hands. I'm like, well. But the one thing that they did here, that they had all kinds of weird instruments that weren't really, like, the guitar was like some kind of weird fucking thing that barely resembled a guitar. It had a couple of strings that you're like, she was kind of playing it like weird. And I'm like, okay, I can kind of give it a pass because it's not like a real instrument.
I was wondering how you felt about that.
Yeah, I have a little bit, but I'm like, okay, it's an odd enough looking instrument that it kind of doesn't matter.
Yeah, right.
But yeah, that's definitely a pet peeve of mine. I fucking hate that.
Mm. Yeah.
Ooh, I don't know why it just really bothers me.
I always think of you when I see people pretending to play instruments. I'm like,
like somewhere he's pissed off right now. Son of a bitch.
Cause I, and probably a lot of other people, most people can't, tell exactly how bad it is. Sometimes you can't, sometimes it's obvious, but sometimes you're like, I don't know. Are they really, but you know, you being a guitar player and everything, you know, right away, like, oh, they're not playing. That's all fake.
What's weird now is that, like, they have, like, well, I've seen, like, rappers or other, like, pop stars are, like, playing, like, they say they can play the guitar and they're on stage and I'll see, like, them do a solo or something. Mm. And it's, like, the worst. I'm, like, I'm just offended. I'm, like, not that, you know, if you want to learn an instrument, that's cool.
Right.
But they act like a check mark. I fucking mastered this shit. Like, watch me. And it's like, ding, ding, ding. We used to have a friend that every time he grabbed our my guitar, he would just sit there and hit one string.
Oh,
and
yeah.
Just hit as high as he could get, like, you know. Like, it's equivalent of that. Like, it would just be fucking around. But, like, people paid money to watch these people play, like, you know, maybe had a little lamb on one string, basically, like, on their, like, that shit. I'm like, that's what is equivalent. In the movies, I'm like, those are people that can't play that are actually trying to play it. Is I don't know, it really fucking rubs wrong.
Wow. So,
but yeah, so the whole thing is a dream. They wind up playing the show and they fucking kill it. And the manager at that club's like, oh, you're gonna have to, So I was disappointed
overall, yes, quite. Well, then
I have to say the best part of the movie is the music, which is not good.
Just no, definitely.
But some of the songs I actually found kind of catchy.
Right, yeah.
The cheesy 80s. Like, I think it was better than a lot of movies do, like, their version of 80s rocky pop music.
Mm-hmm.
And usually it's really fucking terrible. But this one I felt like it was at least a little above the normal level of that, but it was still pretty fucking terrible. But
right, yeah,
I found it not annoying to me as usually, you know, because I feel like that's the best thing it's got going for it. And that's not saying a lot, though.
Yeah, truly. All right, well, I guess that'll bring us to the point where we give this movie a fucking rating. And of course, as always, we here at the Keepers of the Fringe have our own special rating system in which a rating of 1 is a movie that is complete and utter shiza. And a rating of 2 is a movie that's not exactly a number 2, but it's not really that good. A rating of 3, of course, is a just average movie. Not bad, not good, just whatever. Rating of 4 is a movie that's pretty good. And a rating of 5 is an actual good damn Fringe movie. So with that being said, what the fuck are we going to give this movie for a rating?
Oh, man. I know what I'm thinking, but it feels like it's too harsh. And I don't know.
I got to go with a 2.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, that's better than what I was thinking.
What were you thinking?
A 1. Complete. See, I feel bad saying it's complete shit.
Mm.
But I can't think of anything redeemable that I liked about it.
Yeah.
I mean, the space thing, 80s space thing, I was like, okay, that's a good angle. But I think I mean, the band thing, I was like,
right.
I knew that was probably not going to be a draw for me in this movie, but I'm like, I like the space angle.
Right.
But it wasn't really utilized at all. So.
Yeah, it really wasn't.
No. Oof. But I feel bad saying a movie's just complete shit. So. I'm going to go 1.5, I think.
Wow, 1.5. All right. All right.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. I didn't, like, I was kind of like, what the hell's the point of all this? But I didn't absolutely hate it, so I'll stick with it, too.
All right. Yeah. I don't know if that's the phone call, I think. I was more ready for it than the phone call. I was like, there's real world shit going on. I ain't got time for this bullshit.
Exactly.
Yeah. So, well, then the hard part is it a keeper or a sweeper? It's like.
I'm going to say it's a sweeper. Just sweep it back to the Fringe where it belongs.
Yeah. I don't know if I have. Have we actually swept a movie? I don't know yet. I feel weird about it.
I think this might be the first one.
Yeah.
This might be.
Yeah.
It just.
Well, I think you swept that one, that weird, that whatever the fuck that was that we watched. What? With the freaking hunters and the samurai ghosts fucking
bloody. Oh, beat. Yeah. 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 I sweep that one, that's for sure.
Yeah, I guess. You know, like, the premise and stuff, the setup, it could have been just a fun, goofy-ass movie, but...
It wasn't even that. They totally
dropped the ball, I feel.
Yeah.
Yeah. So they set up something that never really paid off. I mean, they do at the end go to the club and...
Yeah, but...
Play the show, but... Yeah, I guess I gotta sweep it, too, I guess.
Well, there you go. Our first full sweep of a movie. Vicious Lips. Not even worth it.
Not really.
No. I can't think of any good reason to recommend it, so there you go.
See, we should take it as a sign, because we tried to watch it and like whatever the version I had, like it fucked up
in. Oh,
like,
yeah.
A long time ago we were starting to watch it.
I guess it was. And
we probably reason. I think it yeah, maybe we should have took that as a sign.
Yeah.
Like, no, you're good.
Yeah, you don't want to watch this. Trust me.
But what sucks? One thing that sucks about Amazon though is that I put all these movies on the potential watch list, but they're always taking movies on and off so much that,
yeah.
Like, I went through the list of movies and I was like, oh, like at least like 70% or 80% of the movies I had on my list are not free to watch anymore. And I'm like, what the fuck?
That fucking so now sucks. I have
to. Yeah, there was some good ones too. That I'm like, son of a bitch.
Mm.
So now I have to go through and so this was kind of like a last minute. I was like, oh, fuck this movie. We haven't watched this yet.
Yeah. Well, that's what happens, I guess.
It's irritating, though. I'm like, damn it.
I know.
I spent all the time putting them on there and then they're fucking gone. And I'm like, you motherfuckers.
You motherfuckers. Yeah. Well, there you have it. Then it'll be interesting to see what we watch next week.
We're torturing her. I think it's harder when you're doing it separately because I think it just feels like it's a torture.
Yeah.
Instead of like having fun watching a movie, just laughing at it.
Yeah. Yeah.
It feels like a homework thing. Like, oh, I gotta watch this shitty movie.
I know, right? Like, ah, shit. Yeah.
yeah, definitely loses some of the appeal of watching a shitty movie when you're doing it by yourself.
Yeah. Or you get interrupted and you have to go back.
Yeah.
Well, anything else that you want to mention before we sign off?
Nope. I think I'm good.
All right. Oh, Loki. Loki is starting up this week.
Oh, yeah, that's right. On Wednesday, right?
Yep, on Wednesday. So that'll be cool. Can't wait to see that.
Yeah, my niece is really excited. She's all about Tom Hiddleston there.
Oh, really? Nice. All right. Well,
so that should be cool, hopefully.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to that. All right, so there you have it, folks. That is going to do it for us this evening. As always, we thank you all for listening. We really do appreciate each and every one of you.
Stop that guy.
Stop that guy. So, he's Chris. I'm Derek. We are the Keepers of the Fringe. And, in the immortal words of Eric Cartman,
great, you guys. I'm going home.
Good night, everybody.
Good night.
But, Cartman, we're trying to... screw you guys.
Hey, kids. You want to contact the Keepers? Well, you can do so by emailing us at keepersofthefringe@gmail.com. You can also follow us on Twitter. We are at KOTFR. And if you want to see what movies we're reviewing every week, you can find pictures of them on our Instagram. You can find us there under, guess what? Keepers of the Fringe. And of course, we also have a Keepers of the Fringe Facebook page. And while you're at it, we at the Keepers of the Fringe would really appreciate it if you could maybe, you know, give us a little rating or review on whatever you use to listen to our podcast. We would really appreciate it. It would really help others find us.
Like movies.
That's a good start.